From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A series of explosions hit a military academy in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul. That happened today, which has been the target of several insurgent attacks recently. On Sunday, Afghanistan held a day of national mourning, the day after insurgents used an explosives-laden ambulance to carry out a suicide attack, killing 103, leaving 235 wounded. Nazif Shirani is a Central Asia scholar at Indiana University.
One possibility is that for the first time, I think under this president, maybe there is pressure on, more pressure, direct pressure on Pakistan, and that Pakistanis are cornered and they're using their proxies, essentially the Taliban, to send messages to the United States.
President Trump lashed out at Pakistan in early January, denouncing Islamabad's lies and deceit, as he put it, in the fight against terrorism, with the U.S. suspending hundreds of millions of dollars in security assistance. Yemen's President Ahmed bin Daeger is accused in southern separatists of a coup after they seized several government buildings during fighting Sunday with government forces in the port city of Aden, killing there at least 10, leaving 86 wounded, some of them civilians. It broke out when President Abu Rabu Mansur Hadi ignored separatist demands to fire Daeger for corruption. Egypt's public prosecutor has ordered the detention of three men pending an investigation into an attack on former anti-corruption watch chief Hisham Genna. Genna had been working on an election for a former military chief of staff who could oppose President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi in the March election. This is VOA News. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been released from police detention in Moscow after thousands of pro-opposition marchers rallied against a March election, expected to extend President Vladimir Putin's term in the Kremlin. Thousands of protesters brave freezing temperatures as low as minus 45 degrees Celsius to stage rallies in dozens of cities across Russia to protest what Navalny said his supporters are calling upcoming pseudo-elections. Police arrested Navalny while he was on his way to a rally in central Moscow. Earlier, police raided his Moscow headquarters, breaking into an office with a power saw. Officials claim someone had reported a bomb threat. Here in the U.S., key Republicans have voiced strong support for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's handling of the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election, but split on whether Congress needs to approve legislation to block President Trump from firing Mueller. Senators Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and Susan Collins of Maine, breaking with some of their Republican colleagues in Congress, stated in separate Sunday news shows they support legislation, mostly favored by Democratic lawmakers, to require a judicial review if Mr. Trump were to attempt to dismiss Mueller. President Trump last week reiterated his long-standing contention that there was no collusion between him and Russian interests to help him defeat his Democratic challenger in the 2016 election. Hollywood star Michelle Yeoh says she is appalled by the plight of the hundreds of thousands of Rohingya who have fled to Bangladesh from Myanmar amid violence there.
It is very important we are here because what the Rohingya people are going through are despicable and is very, very tragic. It should not be allowed. Every single one of them deserves to have the human rights that it should be given to them.
The team she's with visited a hospital set up by Malaysia. They also distributed relief goods in another camp. Nearly 700,000 Rohingya have fled Myanmar since August after Myanmar security forces began clearance operations. The UN has described the campaign as ethnic cleansing. Also in the news, Mort Walker, the artist and creator of the decades-long-running comic strip Beetle Bailey about the antics of a work-shirking Army private, has died at his home. He was 94. Also, big day for Tiger Woods, a comeback, playing in the Farmers Insurance Open in California.
That's the latest world news from VOA.